Oh my God, yo. Told you it's too damn hot in here. Hot outside. Damn things still come out. I think I put this one on already. Hello everyone, this is Corey Whitlock, another episode of Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. I've been listening to, I think, an old episode I already put out, and I didn't even know I did this one. I did this way back in May, around Mother's Day and Father's Day. So I think y'all already heard this one, but I think this is one of my coolest episodes. So I've been listening to it, and I'm just doing different things so I can download stuff and for contact and all. Like I said about UFOs and the Shadow Men, you know, and I'm going to let y'all listen to some of the stuff that I've been hearing and all. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it, and as you heard, theme song, so it had to been back in early of the year. So that song will be back. I will be back putting that song in for the whole season, and I'm also looking for a new theme song and all. But until I find a new one, Go With The Flow will be this. Still be the song, and that seemed like a very interesting episode that I was listening to, and I think y'all already responded to that episode and all. But I'm also want to talk about some of the greatest too, and why they got derailed, actors and musicians, you know. When I say actors, is the one that I know of so far is Bill Cosby. A very great man. He got off. I think he's home with his family. I think he finally did some of his time. He got off. I think the court let him go. Don't hear no more about it or nothing. And I think he's a free man. So if anybody know about the Bill Cosby case, just go to my YouTube page, and type it that he got off, it's over. He's a free man and all. And the reason I said this because I think that when they get very popular, when these stars get very popular, they just don't think. They think everybody's their friend, you know? They think all the white people is their friends. They think all the black girls and white girls are their friends. You gotta know who you let in your social media people, okay? Because if they can do this to stars, they can make them, chew them up, and spit them back out, you know? And just leave them on the sidewalk to rotten. Then they can do this to y'all. Not only stars, but basketball stars, football stars, baseball stars. You all hear about them getting in trouble and all. Ray Lewis, back down in Atlanta City, in that shooting in 2001. Y'all remember that? We almost lost him. No, he almost didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Y'all remember that episode? The Ravens? And it was in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a shooting down there in a nightclub. Ray Lewis didn't have nothing to do with it or anything. Thank God. And they went on and went to the Super Bowl. I think it was 2000. I think 2000 or 2001. One of those years. And we almost lost Ray Lewis and some of the other teams too on that team. I don't really know what happened. I don't really care. Ray Lewis is, that thing is gone. His past is gone. Thank God. We got our Ray. He's doing football news now. On ESPN somewhere. He's safe. He retired. He's living his life. He's a legend. He's the greatest. And we love you, Ray. We love you, Ray Lewis. But I'm just saying, these stars, these athlete stars and football stars and movie stars and TV stars, some of the Star Trek stars, they got in trouble. Yeah. On Next Generation, on Deep Space Nine and Voyager. Look at some of the early episodes. They had to change characters. But these some of the middle stars. Star Trek stars are really big. They big stars. I think they big stars. And they are stars because they play on TV. TV show. A popular TV show. You know. But my point is, they get so big, they just started trusting anybody and let anybody into their social media and just trust anybody with their money. And they get these young girls that look like women. They look big, look like they 24, 30, 35, and they only like 16, 17. Now, R. Kelly can tell you about that one, you know, and you do something nice for charity, and you say on TV that you like children and all that, but you go on TV and the black guy on ABC interview you, and you sit there right in front of the reporter and tell him that you like sleeping with boys, you know, living with Michael Jackson. And the black guy who's on ABC News interview him and then stabbed him in the back. Then you got Oprah waiting till he died, walk and spit on his grave because she interviewed the other two boys that was lying like shit. You know, I watched the YouTube channel, and some of these investigators who knew Michael, people who knew Michael, investigators who knew Michael, police investigators, experts, DEA, they all watched the video that HBO had. Hey, everyone, every last one of them, all these experts saying, these boys are lying. They lying, they still want to get popular, they still want money from the Jackson family. Go watch the HBO special. It's one of the dumbest HBO specials that Oprah ever did in her life. I don't even put a half a star on that. Minus zero. Didn't like it. And the man is dead. And you're still talking about what he did and all. You know? The stupid stuff that he got off on. The dumb stuff that he was accused of. I don't understand it, people. I just don't understand you. And, yeah, Elvis did still music, black music. But like I said in this tape that we just listened to, it's two songs that he did, and he used black people in it. If I Can Dream and In the Ghetto. And he sung those songs so well. And in the If I Can Dream, it's one of the songs that match Man in the Mirror. It's the puzzle, two great artists song. He sung that song in the 70s. Michael came back in the 80s, 85, and sung Man in the Mirror. And then you got Tupac Shakur. Great artist. King of rap. The greatest rapper of all times. Right beside Eminem. He's the next. They tied to me too. Biggie, Eminem, and Eminem, Biggie, and Tupac, they tied, and they can get they them two come out of the grave right now. God give them a second chance and right re-erect them, and Tupac and Eminem, all of them get together. It would be like the concert that Michael Jackson was ready to make before he died. Put those three together, you will have a crowd like you never had before. And Eminem, your people listen to this, you know what I'm talking about. Put those three together, if they started a record label, it would have been the biggest record label since Motown. I'm telling you. Because these artists, they know how to find stars, they know talent, and I'm sure they won't only do rap music, hip hop music. They'll find R&B artists, they'll find country western artists. This will be the biggest record label, just like Arizona trying to take over everything. That's how big this record label would have been. Now, also, and just add Michael Jackson to that record label, and then add R. Kelly to that record label, and then if Elvis was alive, put him to that record label. You know, now just think all these guys working together on a record label and bringing in all kinds of talent. Just think about that. Just think. All kinds of world awards. Michael Jackson got every award that man can have to give him. Elvis got all kinds of awards and Grammys. Sold out crowds, concerts. Eminem sold out concerts. Tupac sold out concerts. Biggie sold out concerts. Now, pick Dr. Dre in there. Pick Puff Daddy in there. And put Jay-Z in there in the record labels. Put them all together now. Just imagine what this can do. You see the picture now, don't you? Yeah. And that's why I believe these people are in jail, or was they just trying to put them in jail because Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC. R. Kelly had to give something to somebody in order to get the trouble that he got. I mean, like I said, you let all these people in your life. Elvis, he trusted a lot of people. Drugs. Michael, when he ready to do his last concert, he let everybody in. He trusted this stupid, that dumb, no good doctor that supposed to have been watching him. You know? Then you got Tupac and Biggie, who wanted to start a record label. But Suge Knight and Puffy, I don't think they was in there. Them two was in the best interest of them two. You know? I'm gonna go ahead and say it. You know, it is what it, you know. It is what you see. You know, they not saying nothing. Whoever killed them two never came forward, and the people who was involved in that circle, in the social media circle, they know who did it. They know who did it. And Biggie, he didn't have to die. He was set up by his record label and people in his in the circle. Tupac was definitely set up by Suge Knight in the circle. So, I mean, it's just a lot of black people outside making a lot of noise. They need to get a tune-up. There's black ignorant people out there. I just can't wait to move away from this place. A nice, peaceful apartment where there's no roads. Can't wait to set in September. But I'm trying to do this show peaceful so y'all can hear me. And y'all hear a lot of beat up motorcycles and stupid dirt bikes don't supposed to be on the road. You know? And there's a lot of crazy, don't care people. Like I said, but Tupac and Biggie, they wanted to start their own record label. And these are the greatest. And it's just like me too. I just trusted too many people in my inner circle, you know, in my social media. I mean, and that I trusted all the agencies, and they wasn't in my best interest. Art definitely wasn't in my best interest, because they tried to turn my ex-wife against me, you know. She tried to help Durgans to put me in jail, but failed, didn't. And had to forgive her for it, and which I do. And then there's these other people. And then there's all kinds of people within and involved. And just wasn't in my best interest, you know. And I still achieved what I wanted to achieve. A great job. Work at Estella Mars. You know. Still clean toilet bowls and all. But look what I accomplished. I got my first book published on Amazon. I'm doing a podcast show. I'm doing a YouTube channel. I'm getting paid for it. And I'm getting paid the job that I do. I got control of my own money again. Because I saw that they wasn't in my best interest. They're only going to give me a little bit of money. $75. And then going to raise it to $100. And told me that just I have a lot of bills, which I didn't. Gas and electric bill was only $126. That's all they was paying, $126. But they told me I owed a lot of money. Rent is only, what, $725? It soon will be like $984. But they told me that I can't move. But I found out that I can. I make way much money, and they told me that I make. I added it up. I took a calculator, and I added it up. I found out how much I made, and it's way more than $984. They told me if I leave Goodwill, I won't find another job to pay that much. I found Stella Mars. I work at the Judgment Community Center. Judgment Community Center. Retirement home for Catholic preachers. I bring home way over what I was making. Same thing I was making at Goodwill, I'm making now. Every 2 weeks, it's over enough where I can move and get another apartment. My phone bill is only like $50, cell phone bill. That's cable bill is only like $178. And that I got cable. I got the top package. And all the channels. You know, some channels. And I don't want the movies. Because I got Paramount Plus. And I got Disney Plus. And that's the only stream service that I got. And I got Game Pass on Xbox. And that's all the bills I have. You know? And that's only $14. And the streaming service is only like $10. Both screen service. Only $10. That's $20. So you add that up. Still have money. And when I move, I still have money. All I have to do is put $725 and take $200 out of my first check. The first check that I get, and when it's time to pay rent, take that $200, add it to the $725, you know, just add a little bit more, what, $260, and then 725, and the rent is 984. Probably a little bit more I'm getting, but yeah, and I still have like $400 left to pay the gas, electric, cable. No, like I said, cable is like 178, so I have to do to spend like $100 on cable. It'd be 78, you know. But and phone bill, just pay that two months in advance, you know, and then cable will be paid. Then I can pay the full cable bill, and I didn't have to pay the cell phone bill until like I paid cell phone. I just paid twice, paid January and February, and then don't have to pay until March. You know, then I put that $50, extra $50 on the cable, you know. So something like that, that's what I do, something like that. And these people is way more rich than I am. And I just wonder why that Michael was so poor. It was all the people he left. He put in his social media. Why R. Kelly was on TV saying they was taking my money. Well, it's the people that you let in your life. Tupac, he didn't really make no money. Suge Knight was taking all his money. He pulled out a what you call a book telling him that he owed studio time, RP time. And if you watch All Eyes on Me, you will see that. I mean, New Edition had the same thing, had the same problem. They were bringing home $1. They would bring them back in the bus back to the projects in Boston. After they come off the concerts, they would bring them back in the bus. They give them scooters, give them bikes, motorcycles. But their parents, their mothers would asking the manager, who was white, where is my boy's money? He came in, he sent them down, he told them each of them made $1 a piece. Can you imagine Candy Girl, the album Candy Girl, and Mr. Telephone Man album sold millions, platinum, golden, went gold, and you only made $1? Yeah. I see why Bobby Brown went solo, and they told him to split up for a little while. And they did. Bobby Brown was one of the most successful ones of all of them, you know. And then they was all successful with their albums, solo album, BBD, Ralph's Transferring, first album, Stone Cold, and then Don't Be Crude, Bobby Brown. Then Johnny Gill came out with his album when they separated. When Soto, then they came back together. They blew it. Home Again. They came back with a Home Again album and just blew it away. Then they came back again with One Love. I don't know how good that album did, but they trusted Puffy. And they went to with that album level he got. Boy something, I don't know. Bad Boys album. I think it was Bad Boys. And they went to that album label and it gave him studio time and all and everything. But I think they're gonna get together and make another album again. Cause I think the Bad Boys label is their label. But I don't know. I just don't know. You know. Just like writing. You don't make money in writing books. Writers don't make money. Know how much I made when I made this book? I only got like, I'd say, 60, 80, close to $90 when I wrote my first book. Don't make money in writing. No, my first book. Hopefully my second will make more than that, you know. But it is what it is. It's, I love writing, and I'm still going to write. I don't care how much I make. Got a family member who's right. She don't make that much, but she's a good writer. I got one of her books, and she was telling me on Thanksgiving when we was over there that she got books on Barnes and Nobles and Amazon. And she was on the number one writer on Amazon in the children's section. That's her thing, you know. That's what she liked writing. But she don't drive no Rolls Royce or no Jaguar because you don't make no money in writing. But love doing it. It's just something to get extra money for. Like this. This don't make money. Don't make money off of this. So back to the big stars who did was getting paid, like Tupac, Michael, Elvis, Eminem. Now, I don't know his story. We all saw 8 Mile's story, but who knows what his record label did, you know? 50 Cent. We heard his story. Get Rich or Die Trying. We saw his story. And is this not really worth all the hassles going to court? And I really feel sorry for R. Kelly, because he's a great artist. Anybody got his albums and CDs and all, know what I'm talking about. Played the chocolate drop album at every party, cookouts and all. Everybody played Michael Jackson's. But you play R. Kelly and some of the other artists, that they the main party, that the main songs that you're going to hear at a party. Michael and R. Kelly. And Tupac, and all, and some other artists, but you're definitely gonna hear that done. And parties, cookouts, whatever, they're gonna play R. Kelly song. We already know we're gonna play a Michael Jackson song, but definitely gonna play R. Kelly song. And R. Kelly, and anybody in R. Kelly party. You live for life, man. Okay? You live for life. You great. You gave us great music. Okay, R. Kelly? You just trust the wrong people. You let the wrong people in your life. You should have trusted God more. You should have put God in your life. You should have put a lot of church people around you. And then the devil would have never came near you. Bill Cosby, same thing. Should have just put God people around you. Should have trust Jesus people. And for me, if I get there selling a lot of books and stuff like that, if I get a hit book and all, and make a lot of money, stuff like that, and get a TV show sell, I'm definitely going to watch the people in my life, in my circle, including family. Family is the number one, the number of people will watch out for. But in the inner circle, they just waiting for you to make it big. They waiting for you. You know, so people who want to be stars, football stars, basketball stars, singers, actors, so on, no matter what, doctors, even doctors, be careful, okay? Because like I say, they're going to come in your face, they're going to smile, they're going to chew you up, and they're going to spit you out in the ground. And then they're going to call reporters, and CNN, Fox, and all of them are going to eat you up more. Then social media are going to eat you up. And if you're a rap artist or a singer, The radio station is going to eat you up more. Not only that, they are. So be careful out there. I don't care if you country music or whatever. Black, white, whatever. Okay? Be trustful. Make sure you know where your money at. Make sure the people who's younger than you have ID. And they, the age that they say they are. If they not the age they say they are, and they lie to you, get rid of them right away. Get rid of them right away. I'm telling you, it's no joke. You work all your life, get hit songs after hit songs, and then these people, then people come in your life and just spit you out. They just wait till you get big and then knock you down. And you watch the whole, your whole success crumble right under you. I can't even imagine myself in R. Kelly's shoes or Bill Cosby's shoes. And the victims, oh goodness, if they did do this, God gonna punish them for it. You know, if they did do what they said they did. If Michael did what he said he did, he burned it in hell. You know, but to me, it looked like derailed. Because Tupac's mother said, be careful. That's what she told Tupac. She told Tupac to be careful because they will make you, then they will chew you up and spit you out. Be careful. And exactly what they did. Exactly what they did. And some of the people in my social media just waiting for me to make it. I got a thing for them. Well, let them know. You know. So, just be careful, people. And thank you for listening. Just remember, that's the past episode that you were listening to. And this is how I'm going to do things, too. I'm going to get stuff from YouTube, put them in the Wishagon, and we're going to listen to some UFOs and Shadow Men. And everything. Alright. So thanks for listening. Another episode will be coming up. Back to back episodes. And have a season greetings. Have these Bali La. I wish you all a Merry Christmas. And a safe new year. And let's start 2022 off right. With love, peace, and happiness. All right? Love your neighbor. Peace. Love y'all. Goodbye.